When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. A sufficiently level, predominantly straight mile stretches like a white rocky ribbon past my front door. If I face right, I look west. And if I turn left, of course, I'm headed due east. I step to the right and took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference, as Robert Frost similarly attested. I've repeated the journey on a number of days for the past 10 years, and I've discovered more than the sun in my face or gravel grit on my teeth. I guess you could say where the rubber meets the road, I found the difference is made in which direction I gaze. Look down and behold rocks, gravel, sand, and swollen, blistered feet, which ache, bearing the weight of Earth's gravity on me. Look down, and I see a shadow, a dark and distorted representation of reality. While I cast my eyes toward toes and tennis shoes, I have no idea how far I need to go or whether I'm still even on the right road. Look down, and I see what is, not what can be. My vision is limited to a radius of inches instead of open to the miles ahead. But when I look ahead, I enjoy hues and shapes in the variegated fields. I notice branches bending from twittering movement, and suddenly I'm aware of birds singing more than gravel grinding. I look ahead and the breeze greets my flushed cheeks, offering a subtle reprieve from the sun's bright heat. The road that seemed mundane when all I could see were light-colored stones step after step now meanders with mystery and interesting twists. In my road ramblings, I've learned firsthand that tints and hints of natural beauty are the sights that make a journey more pleasant. That shimmer ahead is a turtle shell glinting in the sunlight, and those dainty daisies are pressing through something akin to concrete. But I have to look ahead and fix my eyes on a destination in order to see them. From one country road walker to any others out there, here's my road rambling philosophy. Look up and don't worry about measuring the distance. Look up and let whatever the pace may be carry you onward. Don't worry over weariness. Sometimes you just need to stop and rest. Press on, in spite of slippage. Embrace the scorching or freezing wind as well as the gentle breezes. Your reward when you look ahead and look up instead of staring down is pure peace, clear sight, winged flight. Ramble on, good friend, ramble on. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.